USA Radio News.
Regarding a government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president is doing what he can to reach across the aisle.
We'll have more to say about that hopefully a little bit later, about what the president is willing to sign. I might say the administration is extremely flexible on this issue, and we're obviously consulted before I sat down with Senator Schumer and Senator Leahy.
Gun Owners of America and its foundation said they will challenge the Trump administration's new ban on bump stocks and seek a court order to block the rule. The DOJ issued a final rule that would ban the device, which allows semi-automatic weapons to be fired much more rapidly. Actress Penny Marshall of Laverne and Shirley fame is dead at the age of 75. Marshall died Monday night in her California home due to complications from diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
USA Radio News.
Regarding a government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president is doing what he can to reach across the aisle.
We'll have more to say about that hopefully a little bit later, about what the president is willing to sign. I might say the administration is extremely flexible on this issue, and we're obviously consulted before I sat down with Senator Schumer and Senator Leahy.
Gun Owners of America and its foundation said they will challenge the Trump administration's new ban on bump stocks and seek a court order to block the rule. The DOJ issued a final rule that would ban the device, which allows semi-automatic weapons to be fired much more rapidly. Actress Penny Marshall of Laverne and Shirley fame is dead at the age of 75. Marshall died Monday night in her California home due to complications from diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
Talking with reporters and echoing what the president has said earlier, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders suggested that Michael Flynn was duped by FBI agents.
What we do know that was inappropriate by own self-admittance of James Comey is that the FBI broke standard protocol in the way that they came in and ambushed General Flynn, and in the way that they questioned him, and in the way that they encouraged him not to have White House counsel's office present. And we know that because James Comey told us that, and he said that the very reason that they did it was because the only reason that they did it was the Trump administration, and they thought they could get away with it.
Republican Martha McSally is headed to the U.S. Senate. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed the outgoing Republican Congresswoman today. McSally said she looks forward to working with Democrat Kyrsten Sinema in the Senate.
There's a lot of common ground between us, and I'm ready to hit it running. Arizona's two senators have always worked together for decades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A movie set to release next year tells a powerful story of Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood clinic director who quit and became a pro-life activist. Ashley Brachter is the actress who will play Johnson in the movie coming out, which is titled Unplanned. She joins Fox News and talks about the role, her own pro-life stance, and a family secret she learned while filming the movie.
Well, when I first auditioned for the role, I actually had no idea who Abby was. I'd always considered myself pro-life, but I kind of had shades of gray in my opinion. And so when I got the role and I started learning more about who Abby was and what her experience was and the details that she shared in working at Planned Parenthood, it really opened my eyes to the reality of what abortion really is.
Ashley's mother, Ashley then recalls a story of her mother telling her a family secret that she never heard before.
And she said, I need to tell you something that I never told you before. When I was 19, I went to have an abortion with you.
Wow.
I was in the clinic, on the table, and